live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And the Newsmaker 2 this morning brought to you by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. That's CB Financial.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOE News Time is 8:19. Newsmaker 2 time here today. Lyon County Sheriff Jeff Cope joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland studio line today.
Sheriff Cope, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. A little chilly out there, but other than that, it's a great day.
Good deal. Well, one of the things we really wanted to touch base with you on was the recent really handoff from the Kansas Department of Transportation to your office of the 2023 Traffic Safety Award. First off, our congratulations for you to receive that. What does it mean for you as the department head to get an honor like this from KDOT?
Well, it's really special, and knowing that it's being recognized for our efforts and really the efforts of the deputy and our administrative team here within the office of keeping all these programs organized and working with the Kansas Department of Transportation to try to provide safer travel environments for our citizens and people that visit our county.
And, Sheriff, this is not the first time you've received this award. You've got quite a string of these, don't you?
Yeah, we're pretty excited. We're, I think, the only sheriff's office in the state of Kansas to be receiving this award for the last, I think we've been receiving it since 2012. So that's
pretty
exciting. It's exciting, and it's just really a testament to the hard work of the deputies and the staff to meet all these goals.
Sheriff, what does what goes into winning this traffic safety award? Not only for this year, but I guess now over the past decade. What are some of the different things that are tracked here with this?
Well, we really just work on participation, community involvement, education, enforcement. We participate in the STEP program, which we do this special targeted enforcement program. Where we concentrate on speed, seat belts, DUI, drug impaired. We do extra law enforcement efforts, usually around the 4th of July, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, in construction zones. There's all kinds of different programs. And then we also work with the SAFE program, Seat Belts Are for Everyone, in our local high schools in Lyon County. We work with Child Safety Lanes, in cooperation with the Safe Kids, the Emporia Police Department. We have members on the City County Traffic Safety Committee, MUP Board involvement. We're involved in the KDOT committees on local road and pedestrian and cyclist safety. There's just a whole litany of things that we stay involved in the community, doing education programs and enforcement action to receive the award.
There's not a lack of things that the Sheriff's Department is involved with. And Jeff, this all seems second nature now, I would assume, huh?
Yeah, it's was previously with AAA that sponsored it, and then this is the first year at AAA. I've ran into some snags and wasn't able to do the program anymore, and so I think Kansas Department of Transportation realized the value in it and the efforts that law enforcement agencies across the state are putting into the work every day and just wanting to recognize and draw attention to those departments and offices. And we're just proud to be one of those that are out there probably leading the way in traffic safety enforcement.
And I think, too, Sheriff, the list that you went through, it really underscores the fact that there's a lot of different aspects to the sheriff's office operations that people don't really realize that you're handling when your deputies are out on highways and byways and, you know, whatever else may be happening on a daily basis. There is a lot that your crew, for lack of a better term, is really doing in order to keep people safe that flies under the radar.
Yeah, and I'm proud of our deputies and the team that we have. And any time we ask for deputies to work a little extra in these enforcement actions, they step up and do so. And we ask them to go to an elementary school, a daycare, or an after school event, or a Boy Scouts group, and talk about the traffic safety. Bicycle safety is huge with that age group that can't drive a motor vehicle yet, and participation in the community events. And it's just really a testament to our community as a whole that we're trying to do some things really well.
And I do notice, too, that it seems like Lyon County Sheriff's Department is pretty active now, Sheriff, on social media with updates and suggestions and alerts, are you not?
Yep, that's another part of it, and but we have a few designated deputies and a couple of administrative staff that are responsible for getting posts out on the Facebook and social media, and so that they just do a lot of extra work and stuff that's not always seen, and it's really nice for them to be appreciated, and I definitely appreciate all their hard work, and this award is a testament to all their hard work and dedication.
Lyon County Sheriff Jeff Cope joining us here on KVOE's Newsmaker 2 segment today. Sheriff, how are things sitting for you when it comes to your staff numbers and at this point in time? Because I know a lot of employers are really scrambling and have for three solid years now in order to get people on board, then trained, and really get them to serve in their specific roles. How are you doing right now at this point in time? Are you pretty well staffed, or you still have some significant numbers that you need to fill?
No, we continue to hire. We're short of a minimum of 13 positions in the detention center, which is we're down about 30% there. We're short two certified deputy positions. We have one graduating from the academy on Friday, so that's exciting, and he'll come back to the community and start seeing him out on the in the field training program. It's just a lot of work and effort to that goes to the training of new employees. And so we're always looking for help, just like about every other business in Lyon County.
So, Sheriff, what is the training? You know, for a Lyon County Sheriff's deputy officer, much the same as the Emporia Police Department. You mentioned the academy. How long is the academy? As much the same as the police do, and then how long are they trained in the field?
All officers have to go to the academy. Like 90% of them go to the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center in Hutchinson. That's where our deputies go, as well as the Emporia Police Department. And then once they're done with that, they will come back to a field training program, which lasts up to 12 weeks on the job training with a training officer, and to kind of show them how to apply the tools that they were shown at the academy. So it's a process, and then once they go on their own, I'm still learning, and I've been in this business since 1990, and I'm still learning stuff today. So yes. It's just constantly learning and training. So.
Understood. Sheriff, before we let you go, one thing that I wanted to touch base with you on is are you pretty well geared up here for your spring training, your annual training exercise that you bring in law enforcement agencies from across Kansas for?
Yeah, we have registration open, and we've secured all of our training blocks. So we're kind of getting that finally finalized, and we'll be getting some meals organized and all that stuff, but we're moving along, and that'll be in the first part of April, and we hope to have close to 150 to 200 law enforcement officers from across the state of Kansas come to Emporia and Lyon County and get some education and learn about our community and spend some time here. So it's really just a great thing for us to host, and of course our staff gets to train there too, and yeah. So it keeps the cost down for us. So.
Good for the local economy, that is for sure. Well, yep. I must say, Sheriff, it appears, at least from me looking from afar, that your relationship with the Lyon County community is very good, and I just noticed in looking at some of your social media stuff that you were pretty much filled with a lot of treat deliveries over the holidays. So a lot of people must like you and your officers.
Oh, we're very blessed to serve where we do, and I talk to our team all the time about we're only as good as the our relationship with the community that we serve, and we're just part of the community and an extension of the community. And so I'm proud to be in this position, and I'm proud of the people of Lyon County, and I'm really proud of the team that we have here working to keep us all safe.
Sheriff, well, thank you very much. Congratulations again, and keep up the great work.
All right. Thanks, guys, and appreciate it, and have a safe day.
You too.
Yeah, Lyon County Sheriff Jeff Cope joining us on our Newsmaker 2, Chuck.
All right, and more law enforcement matters coming up after headlines as we go to our Newsmaker 3 segment here today, and we'll go west to Chase County with new Sheriff Jacob Welch and recently announced Undersheriff Aaron Hoffman joining us here shortly on KVOE.
Live and local in our Newsmaker 2, brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. 830, 13 degrees. Good morning.
What does it really mean to provide the best crop nutrition? With AgroLiquid, it means getting a one-of-a-kind approach, one that caters to your specific agronomic needs. You're getting experts who will work with you to create a program unique to your operation, all while accounting for the quality of your soil and the products you're already using. It's not just a product. It's peace of mind, knowing we've thought of everything. That's the AgroLiquid way. Apply less.